It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. This is a day in the life, and I'm Sean Dangler. It's great to see you. Good to see you. How you doing? How you doing? I don't really have much to talk about today in terms of topics. You know, I guess I could talk about this last weekend. My wife and I, we went out to a restaurant for the first time since like the fall. We went and ate at a patio at Rita's Cantina. Because in Iowa, you know, when it gets above 50 degrees, that means it's time to go outside and enjoy the weather. It might be breezy, but it'll be worth it. So yeah, before we actually did that, we went out to Gray's Lake in Des Moines. We went out to Gray's Lake Park, and I don't know. If you've ever been to Gray's Lake, I recommend it. It's a nice little park just south of downtown Des Moines that's now connected to Des Moines. There's a little bridge. And so you can go a lot of places from there next to Confluence. It's a good park to go on a little walk around. And we did just that. We walked around the park and then we met a friend at Rita's Cantina. And it was nice. I mean, I don't think I've ever been that excited to just go to a patio just to see another person outside and feel fairly comfortable, you know, with COVID not, you know, being passed, hopefully, in that situation. And Rita's was, and I would recommend Rita's to most people, because even if you get sat inside there, like, they have everything opened up there. Like, there's just air movement. So it's that place is one of the better bars and restaurants, I guess, for people to kind of enjoy, where you're not going to feel the uncomfortableness of like, oh crap, I'm stuck indoors around a lot of people. Like they do a good job where you're sat away far enough from people and you're outside. They also have heating lamps, but they didn't turn those on, which is fine. But it was good. In terms of the time spent there was well. We didn't get actual food, but I've ate there before. Their food's delicious. Their drinks, they have a lot of margaritas that you can get, a lot of different types. I got the swirly margarita. I think it was mango and I don't know if it was raspberries. Mango and some other berry. It was delicious. I enjoyed it. So I recommend that place. I will say, you know, it was warm on Saturday. And we got there about 2 or 3 o'clock. I think it was 2. Maybe 3. No, we were there for like over 2 hours. I think we left at 5. So it might have been like 3. Might have left at 5:30. So we get there and it's pretty decent starting out. You know, sun's shining. But the one thing is, it started getting a little breezy. Not breezy, but like there's wind. That cooled it off. And by the end of sitting there, the one thing I'll say, Rita's Cantina, is all their outside seating, all the chairs are metal. There isn't like comfort. There isn't like a pad or anything on top of that metal. And I don't know if you know anything about when you're outside in metal. Like, I learned this the hard way working, this is not out of work podcast, but I'm going to tie into this, is but at CTI, you know, I work in a lot of Connex boxes right now, huge shipping container boxes. And while I'm out there, when it was really cold, if I, like, touched it with my hand, like, the metal on those boxes to, like, open the lock or whatnot, I would get so cold so fast, especially during, obviously, when we were in that cold snap. Now, on top of that, on top of that, even just being inside of those boxes, because obviously it's just cold within those boxes. Like, I would get a lot colder quicker because that cold air is just around you. That cold metal is just radiating cold. And that's what it was like sitting on those chairs, is that it was just like, you could tell you got colder a lot faster because those chairs are cold. There was nowhere else, nowhere was giving you any semblance of warmth or trying to cool you off. Those chairs were just made to make you cold. And that's just what they did. Like, there could be other chairs that are not, I guess, as metally or have padding or something. Obviously, you wouldn't do that at Rita's Cantina if it's on the patio. Like, that doesn't make any sense. But you could do something. I don't know. But all I know is it was burr, chicka burr. That's pretty much all it was. It was very cold. And so by the end, we were all freezing and ready to go home. Like, you know, you get to the place, you know, pretty warm. Everyone takes, like, their first jacket off. You're pretty comfortable. And slowly but surely through the meal, everyone slowly puts on their, you know, puts on their jackets. People start wearing their masks, even though, you know, you're outside, you're 6 feet apart, just to keep their face warm. Like, that's kind of what happened. It was fun, though. It was a good time. Rita's Cantina was a fun time. I highly recommend, if, you know, you're trying to stay safe, it's a good restaurant to go to social distance and still see friends. And honestly, I don't have much else. That's basically what we did. Or go to Gray's Lake. Gray's Lake is also fun, too. Very busy this last weekend. Couldn't barely find a spot in the parking lot. But you can still social distance pretty well. And that's it, guys. That's the day in a life. My name's Sean Dangler. Thank you so much for listening. Like, subscribe, tell your friends. That's how we keep doing this, guys. You have any? I can make t-shirts now, I think, using an Amazon thing. So if you want a t-shirt, I don't know what I want to do as a design, but let me know. If you have any ideas, I'll make a t-shirt. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.